Now he moves on. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. And you notice the message, although the 10 tribes are scattered, they've been carried into captivity, they're still around. Let's put one thing down and make sure about it. The 10 tribes never got lost. And therefore, you can't find them today. I know that there are several groups around today that think they're maybe in one of the states of the Union, that they're in this country, or they're in Great Britain. They're not lost. Still same people, by the way. And God's message was to them in that day, though they were in Assyrian captivity. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? I think this is without doubt one of the greatest passages that it's possible to put your hand on here. It's a great passage of Scripture. God says, and notice in such a wonderful way he approaches them. He said, what did I do wrong that you turned from me? What's wrong with God today, friends, that we're not interested in him? And we're not interested in serving him. Is there something wrong with God? Is the unrighteousness with God? Is God doing wrong today? How wonderful this is. And notice how he approaches this here. What iniquity have your fathers found in me? What did I do wrong? Do I do evil? And verse 6, neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. People didn't go through that country. Friends, there are not many go through there today. I've been at the edge of it, and that's as far as I wanted to go. You can have it. But God kept his people there 40 years, and he took care of them. And he goes on to remind them, verse 7, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. Now, we hear a great deal today about ecology and that we need to clean up the land. May I say to you, that's good. It needs cleaning up. But, you know, there's a lot of moral filth around today. There is a lot of degradation and deterioration in character. And that's the thing that God's talking about. They polluted God's land. They would have come in and be a witness to him. And now they're as bad as the people that were in that land.